My God.
Another week. Another ghostly talk. It's the way it works around here, folks.
I'm shot, man.
This is a live ghostly talk. You know, Zero Point Radio is on their HQ.
Yeah.
Is being relocated.
Yeah.
So I've been playing old ghostly talks.
We own ZTR!
I'm really, really boring people to death.
I've been waiting all week to say that, man. GT owns ZPR.
We own ZPR. But actually, I can't wait till ZPR gets back into their new HQ because, oh my gosh, this has been a nervous wreck for
me. I just told you before we started, you know, I had no idea that you were going through this all week. I got here today. And your hair, you got clumps of hair ripped out of your head right now. Your clothes don't look too good. I mean, is that the same set you've had all week?
Actually last Tuesday I think I put these on.
Okay.
That was well before I took over, and then I just, you know.
He's got a new permanent line in his forehead.
Yeah, I don't have crow's feet, I have whole crows coming out the sides of my eyes. But, you know, Zero Point Radio has been so wonderful for us. If you go to www.zeropointradio.com, click on Interact and go down to Chat.
Yeah.
Pick a name, you know, put it in, and join the Zero Point Radio folks in the chat room. It's right now we've got Rich and LF Midwood and Phobos from England and Snow Queen's gone for the moment.
Where'd she go?
She went to look for a job, actually. Good luck with that, Snow Queen. You deserve that 911 thing, but there's better out there for you. Alpha, of course, and Ganthor the robot. I'm in there. Ganthor. That's one of Alpha's robots. He does a plus V on everybody as they walk in the channel. Yeah. So then, so what happens is, we're also streamed now on Moist FM.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
We're on the real radio?
No, it's not. It's a Live 365, so if you want to hear Moist FM, what you do is you go to www.live365.com. You have to sign in. You have to if you don't have a name, you have to create a name, and then you sign in, and then do a search on Moist FM, M-O-I-S-T-F-M.
Also, on top of that, I did have a discussion this week. I was meaning to talk to you about that today, so I'll just talk to you about it right now here live on the air and waste time like that. Torn Radio contacted me also. They're getting ready to start launching us, too.
Oh, finally. Yeah, because I know he was talking about that last year.
Yeah, he's finally getting things together. He's been sending me stuff to look at and approve. And so very soon we'll be on Torn Radio also, which is
cool.
www.tornradio.com.
Right, and Torn is TORN. It stands for the Online Radio Network.
Yeah.
They're not going to carry us live, are they?
They're just
going
to carry archives.
The archives.
Yeah, he doesn't have the equipment for that.
Yeah, so, because the only place that we are live on Sunday nights at 7 p.m., from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time,
is Zero Point Radio. Yeah, so.
And
very good to us. Mr. Doug had to step in here and take care of business because the official Zero Point Radio home base is being moved while we're speaking right now, actually, they are probably throwing the crates out the door.
Right.
So Doug offered to step in and run the station, and that is why the poor guy right now, is just, he's a wreck.
I'm frazzled. Well, you know, what's interesting, RFB, that's the guy in charge of VPR.
Yes.
Normally, when he's not moving. He is so smooth. I never in a million years, well, see, like, I don't have all the equipment he has. So I basically, when I switch streams, it just cuts one stream over to another one. I mean, it's just like chop, chop, chop.
Mm-hmm.
And but you know, I've still been doing it because I'm committed to carrying Clyde Lewis with Ground Zero.
Yeah.
I'm also going to play Crumbs from the Cosmic Cookie tomorrow. That's Monday night. Well, Monday night / Tuesday morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play the new Crumbs from the Cosmic Cookie. So, I mean, I'm, and of course we're doing Ghostly Talk Live, so,
we're,
you know, I'm committed to trying to keep at least that stuff going.
And, you know, all the Ghostly Talk archives.
Yeah, and when the live stuff, you know, if you haven't been listening to Zero Point Radio, you've, like, missed out on a treat, because I actually played from the beginning of the archive.
You played the garbage from the... Oh.
I did. I played the original Ghostly Talks, the first 13.
You're listening to... Ghostly Talk.
we're going to talk about ghosts and things. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
But yeah, thank you, Doug. Appreciate that. that's great. You know, hey, Ring. Hey, Scott. Hey, I'm going to play all the garbage we did last year. What do you think? Hey, oh, dude, definitely go for it.
I thought it was fitting. Now you know, Ghostly Talk has like really changed over the years.
Yeah, well, over the year.
Yeah, over the year.
You know, Ghostly Talk has really changed over the year. No, dude.
So anyway, those are the cool things. Okay,
yeah.
Moist FM, Torn Radio is coming online for the replays.
So the show is growing. The show is growing. We're spreading out. Never expected this to happen, but let's go with it. You know, let's just. Why not?
Well, so is Zero Point Radio growing.
Zero Point Radio,
they're going to, as a matter of fact, they're announcing. Slowly announcing their cluster club. What they're going to do is they're going to have folks rebroadcast the Zero Point Radio stream so that we can get out of that Live 365 thing.
Yeah, that's a big problem
so,
right now.
So, yeah, they're working on that, and they're testing it, as a matter of fact, right now as we speak. They're testing they're running a little test. We got a guy in Canada,
mm-hmm.
and then we got a guy in England, and they are rebroadcasting ZPR right now as I stream. And by the way, you guys, if you're listening to an archive, none of this will make sense because this is all live on Sunday, you know, at 7 p.m. So if you're listening to an archive, this won't make sense. But right now, they are testing the cluster technology. So it ought to be interesting anyway.
Yeah. So, on to business.
Yes. What are we going to talk about tonight?
I have no clue.
Well, actually, there's a couple things that hit the news this past week that I want to talk about.
Really, Doug?
Yeah, and of course, our normal topic that we were going to talk about tonight, we're still going to talk about. We're going to talk about, the normal topic's going to be...
Astral projection.
Yes, out-of-body experiences, astral projection, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so we'll get to that later, though. We wanted to talk about this cool stuff that you brought up to me when I walked into the studio tonight. So, Mr. Doug, without further ado, that's all, folks. I'm shutting up. Go ahead.
All right, let me go ahead. Okay, what happens is, oh, and by the way, we want your viewpoints and opinions, and we want you to be on the show. So if you get a chance, give us a ring. We're at 1-888-520-1969.
Excellent.
Yes. And it's toll free.
It's toll free, yeah.
And so, and if you get a ring, if it's ringing, you're next.
Mm-hmm.
There's one line. Mm-hmm. Just let it ring until we answer, okay?
Yeah. And we may not answer right away because we,
sometimes have to finish up a sentence.
Yeah.
or a thought. Anyway, here we go. Here's what's hit the news this past week. And I'm just like, arg, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The first one, I want to start with the other one. This one is, like, too wacko. Somebody or other, let me grab his name, Dr. Adrian Raine, well, him or her, Dr. Adrian Raine, and the research assistant Todd Lentz,
uh-huh.
out at the University of Southern California, they published a study in Schizophrenia Bulletin,
mm-hmm.
that they've come up with a name for folks like me.
And you.
and Will and everybody who believes in ghosts or UFOs or, you know, anything, you know, not currently known to be scientific.
Yeah.
And they've come up with a name, schizotypal. We are schizotypal. It's like schizophrenia light, Dr. Rain suggests, that it's schizophrenia light.
Yeah.
And, do you know, I had read this article independently, because I was, like, you know, cruising the internet. But what happens is, it just so happens that the guy from paranormalnews.com also saw it, and that would be Jeff, right? He saw it, and he's like, he was angry, he was mad, then he thought about it, and he's like, well, it's just yet another label, right? He did an editorial on it. So if you go to paranormalnews.com, scroll down to the bottom over on the right, you can read his editorial on this exact, you know, this exact news story. What I have to say about it, though, I don't like having a label of schizotypal.
Yeah.
I don't like being labeled that. It just sounds really bad, you know?
Well.
But at the same time, if folks like Dr. Rain and research assistants everywhere and you know, psychologists and things like that, if they feel the need to classify me as a schizotypal person, I guess that's okay. You know, let them. I don't care. I don't think that, I personally don't think that believing in ghosts or experiencing UFOs, I never did, but, you know, seeing UFOs or experiencing UFOs or being abducted by aliens, I don't think that believing in ESP or thinking that the mind, you know, the, what, 85% of the minds that we don't use has, you know, that we can't tap into, you know, would allow us to do some pretty amazing things if we were able to tap into it.
Yes.
I don't think that any of that, believing any of that is necessarily bad. I don't think believing any of that necessarily needs a label.
If we thought it was bad, we wouldn't be here right now.
Right. And so I take objection to the actual word because I don't like the word. But if they want to label me, label me away.
Well, there's a little more to it. I mean, as far as the article goes.
Well, you mean that the
body of the article. Dude, yeah. These earphones are rocking today, man. I'm like hearing every little like. So you're listening to Ghostly Talk, right?
Yeah, I know the.
This is
you can even hear the thumb.
But I'm liking it though, because it's like I can hear my voice, and I'm like sounding sexy here, man.
Hey,
ladies, whoever's out there, give us some feedback on this. Do I sound sexy or not?
1-888-520-1969.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Doug.
Well, he says that. To be diagnosed as a the article I'm reading from is in the Los Angeles Times, February 21st, and Al Martinez wrote the article.
Uh-huh.
It's called "A Wee Bit Crazy: Science Now Has a Name for You." And it says in there that there's like 11 oddball traits.
Yeah, this is what I wanted. I really wanted to get out there to everybody.
I don't think he lists all 11, but I'll get through
some of
the ones.
They all intertwine, so if you name five or six of them off.
Yeah, you'll pretty much guess the others.
Yeah.
Dressing funny, talking funny, having no friends, believing in ghosts and communicating with UFOs. There's some more. Oh. Believing your television set is talking to you, or that the dog is barking your name. Those are some of the 11 oddball traits.
Okay, so let's take me and you.
Okay.
Let's take me and you, for example, because we know each other pretty well. Will's here also. Hey, Will?
Yeah.
Do I dress funny?
You wear shorts in the winter.
You wear shorts 365 days a year.
Good point. All right.
Here's examples of dressing funny, by the way.
But do I look funny, though, when I...
Well, you always look funny, but, I mean, I don't know if you look funny because
of
the way
you dress.
You
look funny, too, all right?
Thank you. here's an example of dressing funny from the article. They said something about A woman could, this is a quote from the paper, evidently. A woman could be well-dressed, but wearing a baseball cap. Or a man could dress for the day wearing nothing from the waist up. Well, in L.A., I mean, even the article, Al Martinez in the article says, in L.A., that's called style. You know, but that's what dressing funny is defined as. In
well,
the article.
Dressing, a woman that dresses well, but she's wearing a baseball cap. But how do you define dressing well? Is she wearing a business suit and then putting a baseball cap on that? Because then I would say, that looks kind of funny.
Well, the thing is, I spent a stint where I had to travel to Washington, D.C. a lot.
Okay.
And there were people in the, they have that underground thing, the Metro.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people who, what they do is, before and after work, they do wear, you know, some kind of hat or something, and it could be a baseball cap.
Keep their hair from blowing in
their
head.
Hair from blowing before they go to work or before they get home. And also they wear tennis shoes. They carry their dress shoes, their business shoes, in their bags or in their whatever they've got, and then they, you know, where they put on their dress shoes when they get to work, because they're doing the commute kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they mean, you know, dressing funny, meaning, you know, you're dressed very nice in your, you know, your evening ball gown or something, and you're at like a $500 a plate, you know, presidential election dinner, but you happen to be wearing a baseball cap. Is that what they mean? I don't know what is actually meant here, but
that's what I'm saying. It's such a vague thing.
This is just an article. It's not.
Yeah,
it's
but
not the actual.
Okay,
study.
So you dress funny. That's
dressing funny.
Dressing
funny.
Having no friends.
Having no friends. Well, I've got friends, and I think everybody I know has friends.
I have. Okay, what they're getting at too is that you really what it is that you believe you believe in things that are outside of the normal thinking spectrum. You're trying to. Trying to access things, so to say.
Believe in ghosts and communicate with UFOs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, for example, that's just one little smidgen of the whole big picture here. But, okay, I never said I believe in ghosts. We both are studying it from a scientific viewpoint. We investigate this all the time. But, we got plenty of friends.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't come out of the house very much, I agree.
Well, yeah, because
that's by choice, because
computer geeks, yeah.
Yeah. But, I got more friends than I know what to do with, really. This isn't exactly my entire life. Oh, God, you guys just killed my headphones, man.
They said the levels were hot, so I thought I'd pull it down, see if they like it.
Okay. But, I mean, just coming from where we come from, really, it's like, hey, the sky's the limit for what we're looking at. I mean, look what we talk about every single week here.
Right.
We're always talking about crazy things that, hey, yeah, well, they're not within the normal spectrum of science and hard numbers.
Right. A lot of the things we talk about are ancient mysteries.
Yeah.
We did, obviously, Earth mysteries with the pyramids. We've done, you know, ghosts have, you know, been reported for eons, you know, ever since the dawning of man.
Uh-huh.
We talk about mysteries, and I don't find anything wrong with it, and I don't think I need to be labeled schizotype.
I mean, your whole life is based on mystery. What's going to happen to you tomorrow, Doug? What's going to happen to you tomorrow?
Well, evidently, people don't think about that, or at least people who are not schizotypal.
You know, I mean, that's what I'm saying, that mystery is all around us. We're enveloped in it every minute of our lives. Just by the aspect of, geez, what's going to happen to me in 10 years? That's a complete mystery right there, because you don't know what's going
to
happen.
Right, and it's nice to think about it, and think about the origin of the soul, and what the soul is, and what happens after you die, and I mean, I don't see, I think that that's more normal than not thinking about this kind of stuff.
Exactly.
I think it's actually more normal to be schizotypal, if they had to put a label on it, than it is to never think about anything except what everybody tells you to think about.
And that's fine. I mean, if you want to think like that, go right ahead.
I don't think, and that's fine with me. I could care less. But I rather like to think about things. I like to analyze things. I like to find out things and learn new things. And like last night on Clyde Lewis, he had David John Oates.
Uh-huh.
And he was doing the reverse speech stuff where he takes clips and plays them in reverse, and you can hear words in the reverse, you know, speech. We talked about that on our music show.
Mm-hmm.
And awesome stuff. And I'd been somewhat exposed because I went to his website once. And I read that I read it and I listened to some of the clips.
Mm-hmm.
But I had not heard a decent presentation of it like I heard last night on Ground Zero.
Mm-hmm.
I was enthralled. I thought it was fascinating. It was great to hear. It was great to be presented. It was great to listen to, and that expanded my mind a little bit.
Yes.
Because I learned something and I enjoyed
it. And that's the whole point right there, is to learn. And when you learn, you grow. And that's the impression I've gotten ever since I got into studying the paranormal. Is like, I mean, I said it to you guys a long time ago. I got into this because, well, of course, I think ghosts are cool. I think, studying ghosts are cool. But really, it helps you learn about things that are going on around you every day, because it all ties in. And that's how you grow. If you just want to cut yourself off from what things may lie outside the normal spectrum of thinking, go right ahead. Nobody here is going to tell you not to.
What is the normal spectrum of thinking? What do people think of, or what do people does these people, such as Dr. Raines and people who want to label us schizotypal, what would they do? I mean, like, what is normal thinking then? Is normal thinking go to job, do job, go home, watch football, go to bed, go back to job, and, lather, rinse, repeat? I mean, without ever trying to read a book or expand your horizons or listen to internet radio or real radio, or without ever looking up into the stars and thinking, oh my gosh, is that a UFO? Or, I wonder if
just
there's life on other planets. Or,
yeah.
Or, I think my best friend is going to call me. Ring, and something maybe coincidental or maybe, extrasensory happened there. I mean,
what is
why
normal?
Is
what
that
is normal?
Normal?
Exactly.
I'm not
trying to come down on anybody. Who are they to dictate what is normal anyways?
Well, they got degrees. They got degrees from the University of California or something, saying that they know all about the mind.
Oh, okay. Well, then,
And they got some grant to come up with a name.
I guess I'm convinced. Why don't we just stop broadcasting right now, Doug? What do you think?
All right.
We're done. Bye-bye.
More Ozzy. Ozzy.
No, really. The more we talk about it, the angrier I get. Let's keep going with this, because this is going to be an excellent rant.
we got someone on the phone.
Oh, all right.
Let's see what they got to say.
Hi, you're on Ghostly Talk.
Yeah, this is Rich.
Hi,
hey, Rich. How you doing?
Just fine. Well, so, it looks like the Bobbsey twins are back.
The Bobbsey twins?
First question for you, Rich. Do I sound sexy on the mic here tonight, or what?
Well, yeah, I guess you do. Hype,
What do your female guides tell you, you schizotipple you?
That's pretty cool.
All right.
Rock.
Remember that movie, It's a Beautiful Mind?
I thoroughly enjoyed that movie. That was an awesome
movie. That guy was a schizophrenic.
Yes, he was. Well, in the movie, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in real life, too.
Yes, exactly.
Still is. You know how he deals with it? There's those people that he sees are still there. He just ignores them.
And that's, in that case, that's a good idea, because evidently they were telling him to do things, that really were not normal, and it destroyed his normal everyday life, because he would go out, go out back and draw all over boards and things like that. But I mean... That is an obvious, psychological disorder that he's got to deal with.
I think the important thing is, if you see dead people, that you understand that they're not really here.
Okay.
By not really here, what I mean is that they are not living.
Right, you
well,
still
that would
have
classify
to,
them as dead then, right?
You still have to draw the line, okay, this is an extrasensory experience.
Yes.
This is something that I am experiencing. Yes, I have to acknowledge I am experiencing this ghost, or I am experiencing this alien UFO, or I'm experiencing this ESP, or something like that. I'm experiencing this. This is outside the realm of my normal daily life, however. And then you have to go with it from there and use it with that. You can't make it part of your normal everyday life.
Well, that's called being open-minded. You have a question.
What's your question?
Do you think that my talking to Rocky and Bullwinkle every day is unusual?
You talk to Rocky and Bullwinkle every day.
Only if you take them and knock off Fanks or 7-Elevens.
Okay.
Then that's unusual. But if you talk to Rocky and Bullwinkle, and I don't care if they're little imaginary things or if they're stuffed animals.
See, that's where the problem comes in. The problem comes in is one's perception. What is real and what's not. You know. What is an illusion and what is real? And we could say, yeah, ghosts are real, but they're not in the physical realm, right?
Not in this physical realm, no.
Preside in the physical realm and act like real people, exactly. They can shift in and out sometimes and be really surprising what they can do. But the thing of it is, you're not going to call Bob the ghost up tomorrow and ask him how he's doing unless you use the ghost phone.
Exactly. So, and you know that, and I know that, but the point of the schizotypal thing is are they trying to say people who don't know that are you know, schizotypals, or are they saying that I am a schizotypal and you are a schizotypal?
Well, let's put it this way. We had somebody in our chat room the other night who seemed to be very much attached to empirical science. If you can't see, feel, touch, or taste it, it isn't there. And the people that are like that, sure, that's what they're going to think. They also think that people that believe in religions are kind of on the border of schizophrenia. It's just how much do you let it empower your life? Then, you know, if you're a religious zealot, yeah, you're a schizo.
You know, you just made a great point there, though, Rich. That was a great point.
Religion,
how much do you let it run your life?
Religion, for example, is fairly, you know, paranormal, if you ask me, because you're believing in you know, God the Creator or Allah the Creator or whoever the Creator. You're believing in some kind of, you know, regions of angels and archangels and a huge war, good versus evil. You're believing in all this kinds of stuff. And you're believing in, you know, maybe the apparition of the Virgin Mary and things like that, telling the world to behave. So you're believing in all this stuff, and you can't touch or measure that.
No, you can't.
You know, I mean, that's not very scientific.
No.
Yet, that's okay. It's okay to be religious. Well, not, you know, not to the point of, you know, being a zealot, but...
The only problem that comes up with that is when you got someone that believes in all these things, and they're living there, you know, and they're in a world that nobody else is in, you know, and they're telling you, oh, but it's real, and oh, yes, it is so, okay, then it comes to question to my mind is that you got two choices. This person's either at least borderline schizophrenic and over-enlightened.
Well, over-enlightened, I like that.
That's a good term.
I don't see, even if what you choose to believe in is religion. If you want to believe in religion, and I also have my own religious beliefs, but if you want to believe in religion, that's great, and I think you need to. I think there's actually a human desire to have some kind of religion, or a human desire to denounce religion. I mean, there's both ends of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to do one thing or the other, and you need that kind of thing in order to have some kind of self-identity.
Yeah.
Either be religious or not religious, you're going to have some kind of part of that in order to have a self-identity. But
we all have some form of philosophy or ideas that we tend to go by.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to in order to be yourself. Otherwise, what are you? You know, George Orwell, 1984.
Yeah.
You're a living, breathing robot with no original thought. And if you do have an original thought, it gets, you know, squashed and you get your mind erased or whatever they did.
Well, you know, I'm afraid that we've got some people around that are running on autopilot, you know. and they don't have any real original thoughts. They're just hypnotized.
And that right there is a complete shame, if you ask me.
Rich, we ran out of our half hour.
Okay.
Thank you.
We will talk to you soon, okay, Rich?
Cool. Thanks, Rich.
Take care of yourself.
All right.
Bye.
So, yeah, we're talking about...
schizotypal people.
He's a mess.
Schizotypal people.
He's
whatever.
A mess. I mean, the thing that Rich just said, though, I mean, that's really what it comes down to, though, and what these guys are saying is, well, you know what? I mean, creativity is my life, personally.
I have another article we'll talk about after the break as well.
I have a question for you. What do you get when you put a woman, who may or may not want a pet monkey, some heavy chain, a deck of tarot cards, a computer, and an astrological chart all in the same room?
Well, that's a really good question.
Besides a visit from PETA and a vacation in a sanitarium, you get Resmerized.
You are in for some mighty big trouble.
She is Resmiranda. She glimpses us and our futures and tells all every week on Resmerized. Get Resmerized live around midnight every time a Monday turns into a Tuesday. Only Resmiranda can resmerize you, and you can only find Resmiranda on Zero Point Radio.
This is Resmiranda, and you have been resmerized.
Thank you.
feels good to be a schizo.
I'm a schizotypo.
I'm a schizo. You're a schizo.
Wouldn't you like to be a schizo too?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, why not? You know, and I'm crazy, you know, because, I mean, I'm a daddy, and I look at my kid, and my kid has some weird ideas. My kid says he's wondering about things. He has questions in life. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to drug him up and send him to school. How's that sound? There we go.
That's a great idea. You know, I'm going to...
All right. That's what, you know, I was at the barber shop yesterday. I was getting the mop chopped down a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
And we got into this conversation about that. I had my barber, Franco. He's a father.
Franco.
Yeah. Big
Franco the barber.
Big Franco. You don't want to mess with Franco. He's a biker. You don't mess with him. But anyways, I actually went to high school with his daughter, so I've been getting my hair cut with this guy for like 12 years now. But another gentleman was there, and we were talking about the same thing right there, about kids.
Oh, how let's
cut them off, man. Let's just cut them off.
The current way to deal with your kids. If they're, you know, hyperactive, that's another label. But if you just don't want to deal with all their little problems and their little things,
yeah.
You take them to the clinic or the psychiatrist or whatever. They give them the drugs, you know, the whatever they give
and
them.
And that'll just keep them cool.
And then the kid gets to go through life, basically sedated.
Yeah.
I want to be sedated. I mean...
Look at Doug, man. Did you hear that?
I
He's kicking the Ramones out, man. That was hot.
I'm
they're looking for a singer. Ooh, boy, that shouldn't have I didn't mean that. No,
hang
yo,
on.
Dude.
Dear Ramones.
No, man. Ramones are God. All respect. So, yeah, let's not listen to our kids. Let's not listen to anybody. This doesn't go for kids either. Let's not listen to what they have to say, because it's not normal.
It's not normal.
We don't want to listen to that at all. We just want to drug them up, cut them off, and throw them in some white room somewhere.
I want to know what normal is, then.
I want to know what normal is, too.
I know what paranormal is, because I study it every day and every night.
Yeah.
I want to know what normal is now, because evidently normal is simply going to your job, coming home, sitting on the couch, watching your football game or your reality TV show of the minute.
Yeah.
And then going to bed and then waking up and doing it all over the next day.
Let's just live like an automaton and like let our life just go straight down the toilet.
Yeah, and sure. Never think about, I wonder if there's life on other planets. Gee, I wonder if there's ghosts.
Who gives a damn about that, Doug? Who gives a damn about that? Why do we need to think about things like this?
Right, there's no need.
No.
There is no need.
I'm done with it personally.
That.
I think...
Yeah, no need to think about any of this stuff, because that's just not normal, and you need a label on you then.
Listen to your kids. Listen to your friends. Listen to that guy that you think is weird. I did. I'm lucky I did. Going to college, I met some pretty spooky people. But you know what?
So did I.
I didn't make it a point to like, hey man, I want to know what makes you tick. But I sat there and listened to him though. I'm proud to say that I wasn't... Let's not talk to him because he's not part of my frat. Let's not talk to him because he's weird. Let's not talk to him because he sits in the corner of the room and talks to himself. Well, why don't you listen to the guy for 2 minutes and see what he has to say?
Yeah.
And instead of going, well, he's just weird.
Maybe he's making sense.
Maybe he's making sense.
I mean, you never know. Not unless you listen. But he's not normal, so he needs a label.
Yeah. So
and probably, what are those pills called that they give the kids?
Prozac.
Prozac. Maybe he needs some Prozac
Label. Yeah, let's just cut him off.
I think we could actually. Why don't we just get everybody patches?
Yeah.
If you believe, for example, in UFOs, you could get like an oval looking patch with a cloud behind it or something.
No.
Ghosts?
Patches you can take off though. You gotta get a tattoo.
Oh yeah.
A brand. They gotta
brand
you. They gotta burn it into your skin, or they gotta bloodlet you to death and clear it in there. So you're a weird person.
You're a weirdo.
You think about stuff that doesn't have to do with work.
But you know what? If they did that to us, to me, okay. If they want to label me or whatever, all I can say is I am so happy to be among the people that I am among. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to Res Miranda. I'm talking to R.F. Burns.
We're talking to the world right now, dude.
I'm talking to
L.F.
Midwood. I'm talking to Clyde Lewis. I'm talking to phenomenal people, smart people, interesting people who think and think about things that I guess now are
They're labeled.
So, they're so taboo to think about that they need a label. You know? And
First of all, I think
I am among good company.
I think I am, too. First of all, as far as I'm concerned, if you want to try to label me and try to put a brand on me, you're going to get your ass kicked, first of all. Okay?
Well, yeah.
You're going to get your ass kicked, first of all.
Fighting it.
I'm going to fight that.
Yeah.
That's just my nature. I try every day to, like, suppress that, but, you know, come on.
The thing is, you know, way back in history, and thank gosh this part of our history is over, you know, world history, they did try to label Jewish people. And they gathered them all up, and they put them in their, you know, concentration camps, and they branded them, and they made them wear special clothes, if they got to wear clothes. And then they did experiments on them. I mean, well, okay, so that got a little out of hand. But the thing is, you've got, you know, you take people and then you label them this good, this bad, you know, that kind of thing. Why? You know, why do that to people? Why label me a schizotypal? Why label, you know, anybody anything except for you do have to. I mean, I see where you have to, but when does it stop?
It never stops.
What about brown-haired schizotypals? I'm a brown-haired schizotypal.
Well, so am I. So we're gonna be in the same group together. We'll probably still be the same. We'll be in the same cell.
Yeah, we'll be in the same.
Well, that's cool,
building
then.
Or camp. Yeah.
Well, that's cool then. Me and you'll still be hanging out.
When does it stop? That's what I want to know. Now we're schizotypals. All of a sudden, there's another article. Do you know? I think we should just rant and rave this entire show.
No,
and
but
never talk
the
about
truth, though. Protection. We didn't have a chance to really take this in before the show.
No, because
I read it and said, "What a bunch of BS."
Yeah, well,
okay,
that's what
cool.
I thought.
You know, let's go with it. We'll talk about it. But now we're thinking about this more and more, and hey, this is the best way to do it on the air.
Because we get to think about
crap.
These people.
This is crap. This is total crap. I'm sorry, man.
Dear Dr. Rain, wacko. Love, Doug. How's that?
There you go. End of that. Let's move on.
I just think, okay.
Let's keep it angrier.
All right. If that's not enough for you, okay.
All right.
And you can call 1-888-520-1969. You can talk to us about that article or this one.
Speaking of calling somebody.
Yeah, you got whoever's on, keep ringing. I want to get to you, but I want to present this next
one. Yeah, hang tight, all right?
Just keep ringing,
okay?
Scientists spread the word on evils of pseudoscience. Off the Rocky Mountain News. Okay? What they're saying is that there's all of this money and stuff like that goes into what we talk about. Things like the X-Files are produced, the truth is out there, don't trust anyone.
Trust no one.
Yeah, there's all that going on. Evolution is taught to children instead of creationism, okay? So evolution is taught to children and... So evidently U.S. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay suggested the tragedy occurred because evolution was taught to children and learned they were, quote, nothing but glorified apes, end quote. That was a quote from this guy from the American Association for Advancement of Science. So what this article is saying is that what we're practicing or what we're talking about or what we're learning about is pseudoscience. And it's evil.
Mm.
Isn't that wonderful?
I like being evil.
Let's talk. Is that Phobos ringing?
I don't know who's calling.
Let's see.
You're on Ghostly Talk. How can I help you?
Hello.
Ah,
it's not Phobos.
Who are we speaking to?
Happy birthday, Scott.
I think I recognize that voice.
Hi.
Mama.
It was your birthday yesterday, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Hey, happy birthday.
And you know what? You can trust your mother.
I trust you, Mom.
Hell, you never will tell me how much you make.
What? Make what?
Where you work. Nope.
Oh.
I think he makes around 12.
Who are you kidding? What are you saying? Hey.
I just made it up.
I'm getting paid. That's all you need to know, Mom.
I'm going to label you a schizotypal who makes 12 grand.
I had a really hard time getting on here. Is there something strange tonight?
No.
The thousands of calls that come in, we don't know. We can't
control
them.
Did you get busy signal, or do you mean it rang and rang?
No, on the main page.
Oh, really? Well, yeah, there's interesting things going on. They're working on that, though. The ZPR folks are working on that.
Be a player.
Yeah. Mom, we're working on it.
Mom, have you been listening to the show?
Yeah.
And what do you think?
Well, I don't know.
What?
That second thing, I wanted to listen a little bit more, and then you guys answered the phone.
Well, first let's talk about schizotypal people. What do you think? Am I one? Is Scott one? Are we schizotypal?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Now, there's no doubt about that.
I'm sure of it.
And I am too.
The thing is it bad? Is it bad to think about ghosts, to learn about EST, to learn about the pyramids of Egypt?
No, because that's just exploring life.
Exactly.
It's just...
Exactly.
And
that
learning
is it
about
right
different
there.
Kinds of things that's out there.
Mom, you hit it on... You hit it.
It's exploring life.
That's right.
You're exploring life. You're exploring the mysteries of life.
Mysteries of life. And there's many, many more out there than we know about.
And that's another truth.
Yes.
Mom, you're a prophet.
That is completely true, because there is, for everything that you know about, or for everything that you've heard about or were ever interested in, there's 10, 15, 100 more things that you haven't even heard about yet.
Exactly.
You haven't even reached the surface.
Exactly. You can't. Not in a lifetime.
In a lifetime. Just like going to Disneyland. There's no way you can make it all. You can't do it all, and you can't see it all.
And the same thing with the Smithsonian. You could go through the Smithsonian if you hit a different part every year.
Right.
By the time you get back to where you started, they've changed it, because there's so many exhibits in the Smithsonian, you simply can't see it all.
I gotta say that Disneyland analogy was pretty hot, Mom.
It was?
That was very inquisitive. Me and Will looked at each other when you said that, and we're like, wow.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
It's so true. You can't
It is the truth, though. All kidding aside, that is the truth.
Hey, Scott, you didn't know you had such a deep mom, did you?
No.
And do you know that this stuff it's just like on the top of my head. I don't just sit around and think this stuff up.
What am I going to call in and say to Doug and Scott this week? I believe you. This is from the heart, and it's true, and it's exactly...
just what I feel.
Yeah, and I think that it needed to be said.
May I say something about my birthday real quick?
Many things out there that we don't know about, and I don't think we need to know about everything, because we would be really scared.
I have to say something about my birthday, and this concerns my mom. You know what I got for my birthday from my parents?
What'd you got?
Well, I got a dress shirt.
Yeah.
For work, of course.
Excellent.
And black socks. You know what? I liked it.
Awesome.
I loved it.
You are old now.
Yes.
Yeah.
They gave me these socks. I opened it up, and I'm like, that's it.
I needed these.
I needed these.
You know what? Welcome to middle age.
That's right.
I'm glad I'm not there.
Thanks for the socks, Mom.
Hey, you're really welcome.
I appreciate it.
You've reached... I heard this once a long time ago, or I read it on a comic strip or something. You know you've reached old age when you squeeze one of them like change holders that are made of rubber, and they look like a big lip or something, and you squeeze it open and you think, hey, this could come in pretty handy, you know, to carry your change around in. As soon as you think that about one of them squeezy things that you put change in, you've reached old age.
I think when you squeeze your arm and you can see your fingerprint and your skin, you're there.
Uh-oh.
They're all puffy and ready to go.
Oh, no, let me check. Almost.
Oh, crap.
Almost, but I'm not there yet. I still bounce back. So.
You told me I gotta leave you guys alone.
Well,
who told you that?
Thanks, Mrs. L. I appreciate the call.
Okay, and keep drilling there, you guys.
And you are absolutely right.
Okay.
You are. You're right on the ball, Mom.
Huh?
You're right on the ball there with that, exactly.
Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you later, Ma.
Just my thoughts, that's all.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey.
Bye, Mom.
Bye. She's right.
She's right.
It's living life. It's what you have to do to live life. And you should think about this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Now, pseudoscience. What they're saying is, other signs that this is directly from the Rocky Mountain News, written by Deborah Frazier, Frazier, not like Frascer, like where the Haunted Basement Studios are. This was February 18th, 2003.
Mm-hmm.
Deborah writes, other signs that pseudoscience is replacing real science are studies that show most school children believe in astrology, and 63% of all adults are unaware that dinosaurs died before the first humans walked the earth.
Okay.
Well, she was paraphrasing that,
yeah,
that Krauss guy from American Association from or for the Advancement of Science. So, who believes in astrology? Raise your hand.
Yeah.
I know, I'm schizotypal or schizotypal, so I believe in it.
Uh-huh.
And but here's the interesting thing. Who was unaware that dinosaurs died before the first humans walked the earth? I kind of knew that. Yeah.
I learned something in school, and that was one of them.
They did tell us that in school. I do kind of remember that bit, you know.
Yeah.
But
it leads back to what we were saying before.
But I wonder if Krauss is aware that, you know, there were aliens eyeing the Earth at the time for colonization. So.
Well, maybe if you get them off, maybe if you get the kids off the Prozac, they'll listen.
Well, the... What did you learn in school today? Nothing. I don't remember. I have to go lay down now.
Yeah.
I'm on Prozac.
That's maybe a little more dramatic than it really is.
Yeah.
But that's part of the problem right there, man. That really is. Proceed, Doug.
Well, here's a part of the article. And, Deborah, you know, call me, because I don't understand this. Not one bit. She says... The threat is, well, she's, you know, paraphrasing this Krauss guy from the American Association.
He sounds very similar to Carl Sagan's work also, too, this particular Krauss gentleman.
Yeah, the threat is worse outside the schools, with the Bush administration advocating the Star Wars missile system, which had a success rate of only 41% in test trials, despite scientific arguments that the system will fail. She paraphrased Krauss. What does that have to do with pseudoscience?
Exactly.
I
read that, I was like...
The reason I'm calling Deborah out on this is because she's talking about all these things, right? The dinosaurs and the... And she's only paraphrasing Krauss, so it's not her fault, really. But, you know, the dinosaurs on the Earth before humans arrived, or before humans were created, or whatever they happened to them. And then the... what were the other things? Astrology and stuff like that. She's talking about all this stuff, which I can relate to. I pretty much know what she's talking about. Then she pulls the old Star Wars, you know, ace in the hole card.
Why? And
I don't understand that, because Star Wars I thought was hard science.
Yeah.
You would think the guy Krauss from the American Association for the Advancement of Science would, you know, embrace people thinking and about Star Wars. You know, these are things that, you know, float up in the heavens that shoot down any missiles that are coming towards America, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, isn't that what it is? It's a missile defense system that floats in the sky.
It's supposed to defend the USA.
Yeah. Well, so that sounds like science to me, not pseudoscience.
Sounds like complete science.
Unless he's all really, really mad about it because he didn't get a contract or something, but but I mean, he's like, it only works in 41% of the times in test trials. So is he saying that it's pseudoscience to believe in these satellites that can shoot down missiles? Is it pseudoscience to put your
maybe it's just the whole, maybe it's just a name they're talking about. Maybe it's just a name, Star Wars.
Well, yeah,
maybe it is, because I mean, Star Wars. Science fiction.
Yeah, that is...
Maybe that's the angle they worked in there. Like, okay, Star Wars. Well, yeah, I don't know the exact specs on Star Wars, because personally, I don't even want to have to worry about something like that. That they have to engage the Star Wars plan to block 300,000 missiles that are being aimed at us right now, probably. So, I don't understand why we're working on that article also. Fine.
I don't understand the reference to Star Wars. If they were talking about the name of it, I understand it. But if they were talking about the actual
system, clarify. That's what they had to do, is clarify.
Yeah, please. We needed another sentence in this paragraph.
Yeah, and we wouldn't even be talking about this probably right now.
But what happens is, and it sums up. It sums up like this. Evidently, in a talk titled "Scientific Ignorance as a Way of Life." This Krauss fellow from the American Association for the Advancement of Science said, quote, The current administration is blurring the line between church and state while constantly ignoring the virtually unanimous recommendations of the science community on matters of science.
There's nothing wrong with embracing science. Me and Doug embrace science every day.
Scientific method. It's what I use in my, you know, my hobby of ghost hunting and things like that. I try to make observations. I try to come up with a hypothesis.
Mm-hmm.
I try to test the hypothesis. I mean, so I revise. You know, I mean, I try to use the scientific method. What else do you want? I
but
mean, do you want me to cure cancer or something for you? And then say, okay, you know, he must know what he's talking about. I mean, I'm trying to use that. And
there's nothing wrong with embracing science. There's also nothing wrong with embracing things outside the scientific spectrum, because someday they may become science.
Well, and that's another thing. You're right. One of the things that I think we're trying to do is trying to make this paranormal stuff
hard science.
Normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, instead of paranormal, beyond normal, have it be normal.
The point is, though, is that what we've been talking about is that people are slamming on the things we're working on. Fine, you're entitled to your opinion, but we're also entitled to have an internet radio show to talk about it, too. So, the thing is, there's nothing wrong with embracing science. We're not saying that. Embrace it. You can learn. You can grow. But be a thinking person at the same time.
And
don't limit yourself to rules.
Keep your mind open.
Always.
Learn
new
things.
That is it. Keep your mind open. Keep your mind open.
You schizotypal, you.
I have a question for you. What do you get when you put a woman, who may or may not want a pet monkey, some heavy chain, a deck of tarot cards, a computer, and an astrological chart all in the same room?
Well, that's a really good question.
Besides a visit from PETA and a vacation in the sanitarium, you get Resmerized.
You are in for some mighty big trouble.
She is Res Miranda. She glimpses us and our futures and tells all every week on Resmerized. Get Resmerized live around midnight every time a Monday turns into a Tuesday. Only Res Miranda can Resmerize you, and you can only find Res Miranda on Zero Point Radio.
This is Res Miranda, and you have been Res Miranda.
On that phone thing,
yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, I think I finally got it. I got one of them toll-free numbers for folks to call in with.
Oh, yeah? What's the number?
Well, it's 1-888-520-1969.
Tell me
what this
sounds. It's 1-888-520-1969.
That's it.
Excellent. Good work, though. We'll talk to you later.
Cool. Catch up.
Bye-bye.
Bye. that's schizotypal music, if you ask me.
Check out that band. That band is called Nightwish.
Nightwish.
I got to promo that band because they rock. Dude, that band is just hot. I don't care what anybody says. I love that band. So check out the band. They're called Nightwish. Go to your local Best Buy or record retailer, preferably independent, and pick it up. It's a good album. Anyways.
That was an hour. That was good. Are we going to talk about this the rest of the show? Or are we gonna
think we just shot the topic to hell. Honestly,
we could table astral projection and out-of-body experiences for another show if you want.
We could do that. Because we can.
Yeah, because it's our show.
Sure. It's our show. Yeah. Let's.
And besides, astral projection and out-of-body experiences is such an interesting topic.
I really would like to dedicate a whole show to that.
I'd like to do 2 hours on it, yeah. So let's talk a little bit more about schizotypal people.
Yeah.
I was in the chat rooms. If you go to www.zeropointradio.com,
we have a call coming in, Mr. Doug.
Cool. Well, first, let it ring. Click on interact, go down to chat, put in a name, join the chat room. There's all kinds of fascinating discussions going on. Who's on the line?
Hey. You're on Ghostly Talk. This is Scott L. How may I assist you?
Hi, guys. It's Alec Midwood. How are you?
How you doing, sir?
Awesome. Are you schizotypal?
I'm actually borderline across the board. I have documentation to back that up in case anybody's interested.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, man.
Happy birthday, Scott, by the way.
Well, thank you.
No problem.
You know,
I find the topic very interesting. Obviously, I turned it down so I wouldn't get any feedback, so I don't know if you're going to move on to your astral projection thing, but I find this a heck of a lot more interesting, quite frankly.
You know, we're going to keep going with this today.
Yeah, we're
going
to table astral projection because astral projection is an interesting topic to me personally, so
mm-hmm.
I would like to do a whole 2 hours on it eventually, but not now. Not now that we got into this news. These are, like, recent. This just happened. These
this
news
is going on right around us
both
right
of them
now.
Came out in the past week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the scientists saying that, ooh, you're teaching everybody pseudoscience and not hard science. And then the schizotypal people out of the psychologist camp.
I'm mm-hmm. listening to what they're describing as pseudoscience and, you know, the concept of the Star Wars thing fitting in there.
Yeah.
Kind of, I think what they're talking about, or what they're trying to say, and possibly using the wrong terminology, is that, you know, popular belief, or I wouldn't even go so far as to say myth, but most people don't have necessarily common knowledge of these things, but they generally tend to believe them, or at least believe that they're possible.
And is there something wrong with that? I mean, there's common beliefs, like, you know, there's those urban legends, knock on wood, or if you touch a screw when you're going over a railroad track, or things like that, it'll bring you good luck. There's stuff like that threaded throughout all of society that people believe whether it's true or not, but who cares? It's not really hurting anything. They said specifically what? Astrology, that humans weren't around when the dinosaurs were around, and Star Wars. Those are the three things that they mentioned.
I often think about the three things that you just named. They're all within our popular culture.
Yes.
Do you follow trends here to a certain degree?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Isn't necessarily, so, you know, I think pseudoscience is not necessarily, once again, the right term. But we're talking about things that are in pop culture, things that are widely believed. I mean, you watch 65 million BC, you got Raquel Welch running around in a fur bikini.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you see my point here. Same concept with Star Wars.
Well, there's also, you know, they're still playing, I think, on one of the cable channels, that one where these people go to a plateau and they live with dinosaurs and stuff, and the women wear, one of the women anyway, wears skimpy clothes, so that's the big draw.
I know it's not Clan of the Cave Bear.
No, that's the Raquel Welch one, isn't it?
No.
No, this one is...
Wait, is that Clan of the Cave Bear?
I don't think so.
No, I didn't think so either.
I think it's called The Lost World.
Yeah! Okay, you got it.
And that's running on TV
even
now.
Isn't that like some, that's like some family show, isn't it?
This is popular culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the writers of the article, or at least that last article was saying, is that to a certain degree, the educational system might be feeding that to a certain degree. But you got to stop and think about it. Everything is pseudoscience until it's proven. I mean, we got, what, 41% success on the testing that they've done with smallholders?
Right.
What's it going to take, 100% for that to be absolute positive science?
Well, I think 41% chance of shooting a missile down before it hits the Haunted Basement Studio is a better chance than zero.
But that's ridiculous because the Star Wars program is based on hard numbers.
Hard science. I mean, they actually sit down, they engineer these things with engineers.
If they're calling that pseudoscience, then them sending a remote control device to Mars.
Oh, into Mars.
That's happened last year.
Mm-hmm.
The big buildup. We had to hear about it all week on CNN. We're going to send a remote control car to Mars. We've been waiting 4 years for this. You know what happened?
I think maybe the overall thrust of that article is that, and I don't even hate to say this anymore, most people are idiots, and they're going to go... No, seriously, they're going to believe what they hear to a certain degree.
Well, that's because, evidently, the other article is saying most people shouldn't be thinking about any of this stuff. Most people should be going to work, going home, watching their football or their reality TV, then going to bed, then repeating the...
Well, you know, most people should because they can't handle thinking, and I hate to use this term because it's been beaten to death, but the concept of thinking outside the box, most people can't handle it. I'm sorry, they got the cable TV, they got their pizza, they don't want to be bothered.
I like my pizza.
Okay, you're touching a nerve there, bro.
And my Diet Pepsi, yeah.
But I'm wondering now, is there anything wrong with that? Most people don't need to know.
Right, but I think, I personally think, that those people who are interested, whether they need to know or you know, whatever, if they want to know, they should be able to look this stuff up and learn about stuff.
Indeed. So then the question becomes, what responsibility does the educational system have to provide that information?
And that's all political. That has nothing to do with the actual science, the actual pseudoscience, or any of the groups that represent either camp.
Well, what I'm saying about the Mars lander, though, is that it wasn't successful.
Right.
They built it up. We're gonna see pictures of Mars live on TV. And when they turned on the switch, it didn't work.
You know, there will be certain individuals out there who will say that they did bring back pictures and they didn't want to tell us.
Well, yeah, there's though the whole conspiracy theory will come in, though. But is that a pseudoscience then, too?
Well,
are we gonna say NASA is, that's all based on pseudoscience now?
It must be pseudoscience because it didn't,
it wasn't successful. We didn't see anything of Mars.
It must.
I think everybody on this phone line has a problem with the term pseudoscience.
I openly will admit that what we're studying, what we're talking about here, what we discuss, what we think about, yeah, it's hard for some people to swallow, and I understand that, and Doug understands that.
But we're trying to present the material.
Yeah.
In case you're interested, you can go on Google and do a search on it and learn more.
So, of course, this is a good thing. I mean, I don't mean to say this is not a good thing, but once again, I go back and I wonder what level of responsibility does the educational system have? Yeah.
I don't think the educational system, because you're only in, you know, you here in the United States, you can go into one of two different educational systems. You can either go into the public educational system or a private educational system. And the public one is obviously just absolutely notoriously political and things like that. The private one is a little bit more free to do what they want.
Right. Well, not even so much anymore with the concept of school vouchers, by the way, but we'll leave that alone.
Yeah, but, so they're really politicizing as much as they possibly can. But what happens is, I don't think that they have a responsibility to teach you absolutely everything under the sun. They can't.
It's impossible to do that.
They only get you for 18 partial years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can choose to go to college for a little more. But, I mean, they get you for 18 partial years, and they can only introduce, they can only give you a foundation.
Well, what it does is it trains you.
Well, that's a big problem.
Very big.
Unfortunately, also very true. I mean, you know, you go in there steak and you come out hamburger.
A lot of the problem I have with almost all educational institutions, I personally don't learn the way that they want you to learn, I guess. I learn more better left alone and individualized.
Mm-hmm.
But you're probably focusing on things that interest you more.
Well, when I do that, but even when I had to learn something that didn't interest me at all, you know, it was better if I, okay, you have to do this report on, I don't know, pick something, you know, neuroscience.
Civil War.
That is that you wind up learning the mechanics of being able to do that report, but there's no retention because what you're doing the report on
It didn't matter to me.
And that's what I'm talking about. You have to kind of be interested in what you're doing.
Exactly.
Okay. But at the same time, when you're learning these things, you're learning the mechanics, like you said, of how to do that report or how to do that little bit of thing that you have to do to get by, mm-hmm. right? You learn those mechanics, and those mechanics for those kinds of things, they don't work for me very well at all. I learn in a different way than most people. I read a lot, okay, but I read extremely slowly.
Okay.
Because I'm an audience person. I think everything I think, I hear in my head.
Right.
Everything I read, I hear in my head. So I only think and I type a lot faster than that, but I...
That he does.
Yeah, I type like the wind, but I cannot read and I cannot think at speeds faster than you can talk.
Okay.
That's the way I am. Yet, you know, I had all A's in high school. I graduated. What's the highest cum laude thing?
Well,
no, I'm talking about college. There's like the magna.
There's summa magna, and then there's a.
And then just cum laude.
Cum laude.
But
yeah.
Magna
cum laude, I thought was the highest one you could get.
Then I must have been summa because I was the second highest because I had like a 3.86 or something. You know, I mean, I did. Well,
is that based upon the content that you were working on, or once again the mechanics?
Well, fortunately, in college, you get to pick your major. So I did computers, which you know I love. But what happens is in high school, I graduated with all A's. I had a higher than a 4 point because of the weird system they have. But let's just call it a 4 point. But it's like.
I know a lot of people who graduated high school are absolutely clueless.
Yeah, I do too.
I know about 10 people I can name off right now that...
Well, not to drop any names.
But I don't like them, so I'll do that anyway.
The fact is, I learn differently than other people,
and everybody does.
A different rate.
And that should be fostered, but I guess what it comes down to is it's kind of difficult to do that.
Well, they can't because, you know, as I think you're alluding to but haven't said,
mm-hmm.
The learning institutions are just that. They are meat markets.
Yes.
You know, the kid has to come in either by law or because they're paying us, you know, depending if you're going to private, public, or college.
Yeah.
You know, they come in because they have to or because they're paying us, and then they got to get out somehow, some way, sometime, somewhere. So you got to process them as you process
right.
every single other kid in the block.
They kind of squeeze you into that little mold, and it even ties into the concept of what you were talking about earlier on in regards to normal. You got to keep in mind, normal is a subjective thing. We're herd animals as human beings.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody wants to really, quote-unquote, step out of line. So if what is normal is defined for us by an authority institution, we're going to accept that, and that will be what is normal. It's subjective.
But
normal is a mean. You average things out. You take it, sum it, and average it out.
But
that's normal.
Doesn't normal sound incredibly boring, though? I mean, what do you think?
Or, I tell you guys, honestly, I've made some life decisions that a lot of people would seriously question, and I did that because those opportunities were never there, and under normal circumstance, they never would be again. So sometimes I walk through doors just because they're there.
And there's nothing wrong with that. You have to take your opportunity.
The way of self-preservation? Yes. Let's just put it that way.
Then what they're doing is they're taking things that I know and love. This is my hobby, remember?
Mm-hmm.
My hobby is to ghost hunt when I can, when it's not snowing 10 feet or whatever the heck it did last night.
Oh, God.
When it's not sub-zero. I go out and I go to graveyards. I go to roads in the middle of nowhere looking for wandering spirits with babies in their arms. I'm looking for all this stuff. I want to see this stuff. I want to experience this stuff. That's my hobby, right? I also read voraciously everything that's on the internet about ESP, about UFOs, about anything I can possibly get my hands on. I do all this stuff. This is my hobby. This is what I do instead of watching football, instead of watching Survivor, instead of watching any of these things, Ozzy or whatever that show is. I don't watch that stuff. I choose to sit here and read all this stuff and try and expand my horizons. And now they're saying you're schizotypal.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, you got to question the source of where this is coming from, you know. A lot of what you were just talking about as far as interest in your hobby, it's just people just don't want to be dealing with it, you know. It's hard enough to be dealing with the physical plane we're in right now.
Agreed.
You're scaring people. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Good.
Well, I don't scare people anyway. But what happens, Dr. Adrian Rain is a professor of psychology at the University of Southern California. That's the one who labels me a schizotypal. And then there's I don't know if he's a doctor or not, but Lawrence Krauss is a professor at Case Western Reserve University in Ohio. He's the one who says that there's too much teaching of pseudoscience going on, and pseudoscience is evil. Remember, scientists spread the word on evils of pseudoscience. That's the title of the article.
Long term, I mean.
In Rocky Mountain News.
But you notice everything we're talking about here is labels. No?
That's where the problem lies too. A lot of times, and that's what I think.
If you can label something, you don't have to understand it.
Exactly.
Either way.
Well, yeah, you can compartmentalize it and tuck it away for later.
And that's how people cope. You know, a lot of what goes on in regards to higher authority, and I got an authority problem you would not believe. What goes on with higher authority is that I think a lot of people confuse conspiracy with the concept of they're looking out for the majority's best interest. Why? Because the majority can't handle it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, see, now, there, I believe that there's a lot of people that can handle it that don't.
Okay, and it could be said that by withholding this information or by dealing with this information in that way, they're cutting out a segment that could probably deal with it. I agree with you. But the concept most likely would be, once again, to revert back to Star Trek, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
Well, that's not only
we get into the nanny society to a certain degree.
Yeah, but that's societal kind of psychology. But I think that the needs of the many are not necessarily dictated by these two professors.
Oh, agreed. I mean, believe me, I'm not taking their side whatsoever at all. I'm just trying to illustrate what the mentality is.
Oh, no, I understand.
Yeah,
I'm not taking it.
To understand it. Otherwise, it's just ignorance. You follow? You can't have an opinion on something unless you grasp it. That's how I feel.
Well, you can have opinions on things that you don't grasp. They just wouldn't be valid opinions. But I have an opinion, for example, on Burger King fries. I despise them. I had like one of the, since they changed their oil or whatever they did to them, they suck. I tried it once. But I'm going to carry that opinion with me no matter what. If they go and change their fries again, I'm probably not going to go try them again. So my opinion will be rendered invalid.
Okay.
But
the type of person who would reevaluate your opinion.
Well, I might eventually.
Take me as ignorant.
Look at me. I might reevaluate my opinion on Burger King fries eventually.
You're constantly reevaluating your opinion on the paranormal as more information comes to you, correct?
That I always do, yes.
Stop reevaluating is the day it's over with, pretty much. Because the world is moving really fast, you know what I'm saying? So fast, I don't even want to go outside anymore.
Welcome
to the club.
And slow it down to my speed, which doesn't always work either.
But I agree, I also think these institutions, the learning institutions and things like that, they have to operate in a certain way.
Yes.
I can't find too much fault with what they're doing. They're trying to do the best they can with the herds of cattle, which is what I was when I was in college, which is what I was when I was in high school and elementary school. I was one of a herd because they've got all these people coming to them. They have to do whatever they have to do and get them out the door in order to get their paychecks and feed their families, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. It's conditioning to get you out into the world to be a productive member of society.
And they have to do that, and that's a good thing. And the politics, though, that's not necessarily a good thing.
Well, but, you know, life is political. What are you going to do? You got two people in a room, that's a political situation. Let's stop and think about it.
Yeah.
It really is.
Stance you take, how do you teach politics? Like, okay, great example. Creationism versus evolution. How do you deal with that? How do you teach that?
Well, that's directly mentioned in the Rocky Mountain News article.
That's why I bring it up.
Yeah.
Paying attention over here. I got my little 2-inch pencil. No racist, so I got...
This is well-financed religious groups are attacking schools that teach science, especially those that teach evolution, he said. So he's evidently mad. That's what that Lawrence Krauss at Case Western Reserve said. is he's evidently mad that they're teaching evolution.
There's no balance there, per se.
And, yeah, and no...
I personally, actually, well, it's kind of rough these days. I used to strictly believe in evolution. Let's just say I've had some experiences in my life and beaten the odds too many times for me not to believe that there is something else. What
and
it would be, I don't know exactly.
And that's the
so
exact
that's
same thing that happened to me.
That it would be for me a few years ago.
And that's why, and that's one of the reasons you're probably a borderline schizotypal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most likely.
Yeah.
I think the real issue here, I mean, we're going out all over the place, which is what we're going to do with this. But the bottom line is why we got onto this whole subject is that they're taking our passion. That we're not hurting anybody.
I don't think so.
We're taking our passion, we're thinking, we're putting our minds to work. We're also doing our jobs, we're getting up and going to work every morning, and we're being productive citizens. But they're taking that, at the same time, what we not what we believe in, but what we're interested in, what our passion, what drives us, what makes this show what it is,
yeah,
and going,
I'm
going to step on this for you. I'm going to step on this and squash
it. Yeah, I'm
going to
compartmentalize you and put you in a box.
And there you go.
Tuck
and
you away into a...
It sounds a little bitter, you know? You shouldn't be taking it personal.
No, we're not. I mean, I'm not taking it entirely personal, and I'm not... I mean, I don't know these people.
Well,
I
you're obviously
hate them.
Offended by it.
Well, obviously,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are, because it's like... I mean, this has happened to... I know this has happened to you, Doug. But you work so hard on something. You put your heart and soul into it. You embrace it. It makes you smile. And you think it's wonderful, like what we're doing right now. And then somebody goes up and goes, you suck. You just
well,
suck.
I'm curious.
Well, that kind of happened to me even, you know, I did that Res promo.
Yeah.
For Resmerize.
Yeah.
And just the other night, I think was, and I admire, there's this guy on the IRC chat rooms named Infinity X.
Uh-huh.
He says a lot of things that are absolutely magnificent, and
uh-huh.
I enjoy chatting with him, and things like that, but... I think he called it silly or something like that. He called my promo silly, and I was so mad, you know.
Well,
but,
like the Res promo?
Yeah, my little Res promo.
About something, though, gentlemen.
It was cute.
Would you be as offended by these articles as you are if they weren't dismissing a lot of what you do as pseudoscience?
You mean directly like ghost hunting and things like that?
The nature of these articles directly has to dismiss what I do.
Yeah.
The stretch into the paranormal in general. No?
Well, I mean, the whole purpose of these articles are to denounce or say that, you know, not enough is being done that's normal or something like that, or scientific in one case.
But you pull the rug out right from underneath them if you know there is no such thing as normal. There's no credibility.
What, from these people who wrote the article?
And that's why I find it a little difficult to be offended, and I'm more interested in understanding their viewpoint. Once again, you don't have to agree with someone, though.
Oh, no, no, and we all agree with that. We're just voicing our opinion on this, too.
Well, again, you know, I do take offense at being labeled schizotypal.
That's
or
where the problem is right
because
there.
Because I don't like that word.
Okay.
That's a bad word.
I
think they need to revamp that word a little bit.
Well, I would look at it this way. Considering they're excluding you from the herd, I would take that as a compliment. Personally, but that's me.
You're awesome, LF
Midway. You make a very good point.
Yeah, maybe in this case it's a good thing. I think I'm in good company too.
There you go.
Because there's people like you, there's all the other folks in the chat room, there's Clyde Lewis, there's even Art Bell, and all those people.
Nori.
Yeah, George Nori. There's all these people who are just really thinking people.
Right.
These
that's
are
my that's
people.
My whole gripe about the whole thing is that what I'm getting out of that is. You got. I mean, well, you have to be normal. We need normal thinking here, and there's nothing wrong with normal thinking. We are looking at both sides of this, mind you. We're voicing our opinions strongly on one side, but we have voiced both sides of the issue here.
Well, we're trying.
And we've said, embrace science. Embrace science. You need to embrace science. It helps you grow, also, but you can still think,
and you can still learn about paranormal stuff. And I don't see anything wrong with it.
No, I agree. I certainly agree. But yeah, no, certainly science should be embraced. But I mean, like, everything starts out as pseudo to a certain degree until it's proven. It's just theory.
What do you think these two, because I know you've got an opinion on particular, well, you have an opinion on particular shows that deal with conspiracy theory and stuff like that.
Yes.
But, I mean, you know, if you took it the big lump of conspiracy theorists,
mm-hmm.
you know, not particular shows, but, you know, you've got your conspiracy theorist people. Okay. What do you think these two folks would say about folks who run around believing that, you know, the government is doing all these things under the covers?
It would be schizos, yeah, pretty much. They would fall under that category.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've said in the chat room several times, my problem with the conspiracy genre is that it basically, taken to an extreme, it blows up federal buildings. Do you understand?
Yes.
My major concern is, and I'm big time, I mean, I go back listening to Bill Cooper when he was first on WWCR. I mean, I was putting him at the time before he's now deceased, of course. I was very much into what he did. I read his book. I used to listen to his show all the time. This is going back like 15 years ago.
Well, I hope to run into him sometime.
My concern, once again, is that I think a lot of people confuse an uncaring government with a conspiracy. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I understand that. I think the uncaring government, I don't think the government should care either way about anything. It should be a robot, really.
That's a public perception, though. I mean, the government has screwed up. I mean, you look at Ruby Ridge, I mean, this was a mistake. You look at Waco, this was a mistake, you know? But that information can be taken, and all of a sudden it's sinister. No, it's not necessarily sinister. It's callousness on the part of the government. Big difference.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you know what it is about the conspiracy stuff, guys? It's very entertaining.
Oh, hell yeah, it is. I get a it kick is. Out of it.
It's like reading comic books or Star Wars. I mean, and you know what? Some of it's true. There's a kernel of truth to everything, so I'm not totally throwing it out the window.
No.
But I believe it can be taken to extremes, and I don't like the people who do, because they're looking to go to the extreme anyway, and that happens to be their vehicle.
We're past our half hour. Thank you, LF Midwood.
We have to let you go.
Yeah.
No problem, guys.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
And I'll talk to you guys soon.
Thanks
definitely.
A lot.
Bye-bye. Everybody can talk to LF Midwood and other high-quality folks like him. If you go to www.zeropointradio.com, click on Interact, go down to Chat, join everybody in chat. I got one of them toll-free numbers for folks to call in with.
Oh, you got it. What's the number?
Well, it's 1-888-520-1969.
Let me write this down. It's 1-888.
Yep.
520-1969.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Excellent. Good work, Doug. We'll talk to you later, dude.
Cool. Catch up.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is a journey into sound. This is a journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value.
When all is ready, I throw this switch.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
Don't that be.
Would you mind saying that again?
is broadcast for you a special news bulletin from our on-the-spot passport.
Oh, my God. The music just turns me on.
Of a master plan.
Step with the record. Step with the record.
Thinking of a master plan.
Step with the record. Step with the record.
Thinking of a master plan. This ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pocket, all my money spent. So I get deep up, still coming up with lint. So I start my mission, leave my residence. Thinking how could I get some dead presidents. I need money, I used to be a stick up kid. So I think of all the devious things I did. I used to roll up, roll up, roll up. I used to roll up, roll up. I used to roll up, this is a hole up. Ain't nothing funny, stop smiling. We still don't nothing move but the money. But now I learn to earn cause I'm righteous. I feel great, so maybe I might just search for a 9 to 5. If I strive, then maybe I stay alive. So I walk up the street, whistling this. Feeling out of place, cause man do I miss. A pen and a paper, a stereo, a taper. Me and Eric being a nice big plate of this. Which is my favorite dish. But without no money, it's still a wish. Cause I don't like to dream about getting paid. So I dig into the books of the rhymes that I made. Soon as I test to see if I got pulled. Hit the studio, cause I'm paid in full.
That's right. I'm schizo. That kind.
Me too.
Yeah.
And I'm in good company.
I don't know, man. I'm just dancing here.
This rock.
Yeah, this is a cool thing, man.
I want to say a couple things first before we get back, you know. Get all riled up again. Okay, it's me. I get riled up, okay?
Hey, I'm angry too.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
I'm not angry.
Yeah.
I just took a pill. I'm cool now, man.
Hand me the Prozac.
I'm good, dude.
I need to be drugged.
I'm here.
Alright, here's what we do. I just heard a little bit ago from R.F. Burns of Zero Point Radio. He's taken back the station.
You can't take it.
I won't give it up. I won't give it up. I need to give it up in order that my hair can grow back.
Yeah, you are still looking a little patchy here.
Yeah, and because I've been a wreck. I mean, I've been playing. All I've been doing is streaming old Ghostly Talks and things like that. I did get a little bit of one Crumbs from the Cosmic Cookie on. I got,
I don't know, Burns, it was crazy. Like, every stream I played from any other show, it just wouldn't work. And only the Ghostly Talk ones worked.
It's just Ghostly Talk.
It's crazy.
Over and over and over. And then, but then I did get some of that. I did do Clyde Lewis. I missed, like, a minute or 2 minutes or so of, Friday night, Ground Zero.
Slacker.
But Saturday came right through. Everything was rocking. And, just now that I'm getting good at it, you know.
Now you have to let it go.
Take back the station, sure.
You have to let it go.
No, I am so happy. And so are all Zero Point Radio listeners out there. I have to also say hey to everyone listening to Moist FM.
Hello!
Because even though they're not listening right now as we're speaking, physically on Sunday nights at 7, they will be listening like Friday nights and Saturdays or something like that. We're on the Moist FM schedule. You can go to Moist FM, by the way. You go to Live365, you log into Live365 with whatever account you've created, and search for Moist FM.
and then you can listen to archives of this show.
Yeah, you'll listen to these archives streaming. So a lot of people listen to this at work through Moist FM. A lot of people will listen to this at home the next night.
Or in their cars. They rip the CD and they put it in their car.
Yeah, we've got folks who do that.
I've done that.
Yeah.
I want to listen to my show. Boy, I sound like a moron.
That's what I learned, yeah. Wait, I don't think I should have said that.
Yeah, hi, Moist FM. I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
Yeah, we just want to say hello and thank you for carrying our show.
Yeah.
So, before we finish the show off for the night, because we are getting close to the 9 o'clock hour, unfortunately, this subject really, I mean, it really wasn't... It culminated into something a lot more than we thought it was going
to
be.
It was not planned. I need to heat me up some nice milk or something, warm, relaxing milk, and need to sit down in front of a log fire.
Well, that's the whole point, though. That's the whole point. There's a lot of...
Why not?
Okay, there you go.
Sounds really relaxing.
The whole point, like we said, I mean, as far as the strong opinion on this, we both embrace both sides of this. I want to make sure that's clear, because... Science is a wonderful thing. I mean, science carries over in my life as it does Doug's, and I want people to know that, I mean, this is just my opinion. You should embrace science. You really should embrace science, and I'll keep saying that, but you should be a thinking person also and be willing to think out of the box. I hate to say that term also, but it really does come into play here because, I mean, every day of my life, personally, I do think out of the box. I have to think out of the box because I don't get things done if I don't think out of the box. I mean, inventions, for one thing. Here we go. Let's talk about inventions for a second.
Yeah.
What the hell's an invention? It's thinking outside of the box.
You have to in order to create it, almost anything. Do you think Stephen King, for example, one of the most incredible horror authors of our time, do you think he sits there and watches his, you know, ghost... Well, I guess he doesn't probably work anymore, but you think he wakes up, watches football all day, and then goes to bed, and then, you know, lather, rinses, and repeats?
No.
I mean, no, he's got to sit there and think of these things. He's very creative, and he's, you know...
And that's what grabs me right there, is the creative aspect. Creativity, really, in this day and age, while it seems like it's all over the place, like, well, it seems that there's, you know, there's all music and art, and we can see all these things, at the same time, I see people... being squashed every single day.
Well, yeah. For example, we've got all those remarkably similar reality TV shows.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, none of them are reality.
No.
Right? And second of all, they're just all over the place.
Yeah, and they have to stop. I'm going to say this right now. You need to be stopped.
A lot of people watch that Bachelorette show out of...
I'm going to yak my guts out if I have to watch...
The what's that, Joe Millionaire?
Who knows? They all... Who? Who?
Trista Wren, the girl from The Bachelorette.
I never seen her before.
Trista Wren?
Is she hot?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
well then, okay, I can...
That's the reason I didn't watch any of it.
Well, here's the thing then. Get out and commute a little bit and go out to a club and there's like 50 hot girls right there.
Yeah, and you can actually talk to them.
Yeah, well, if you... Well,
unless you scare them away first, yeah.
Yeah, which I usually do. But, do that!
Yeah.
Get out and see something. I'm not saying go out and turn yourself into an alcoholic, but I'm just saying go out and see something. God forbid. Instead of sitting in front of the TV watching Trista. Who's Trista? Anyways, we got a call.
Okay. No, we don't.
We had a call.
We had a call. We missed it.
We missed
it. You guys, when you dial 1-888-520-1969, and it rings, you are next. Because we don't have a queue, we don't have a screener, whatever it is. Let it ring, because you are next. That's the plan.
Yeah. So that's the thing I see, though. I mean, and it all ties into what Ghostly Talk's all about, is creativity. Creativity
well,
is so important.
Even this. Okay, here's another thing that I'm going to try to start once my life is back to as abnormal as it gets.
Okay.
You know, as schizotypical or whatever, I mispronounced that, as it gets. I want more people to listen to internet radio. I want more people to... Here's my feeling about internet radio, or internet audio programming,
We have the call coming in now.
Oh, okay.
You ready for this one?
Sure.
This will be funny. You reach Ghostly Talk. How may I help you?
Yes. Is that the Wong Tong Chinese restaurant?
That would be us. What do you want? Egg roll.
Egg roll. Hello, I'll do an order number 39, please.
Sweet and Soft Pork, coming right up. 15 minutes.
Dude, we're done.
I think you're right, actually, to be impassioned about the discussions that they're going about putting labels on the anomalies community. I mean, it's not really on. I mean, if you actually have a look around the various communities, there's some very strong science being discussed there. You can call it pseudoscience if you like, but they're talking about the pseudoscience of Einstein, Heisenberg, and all the great scientists. Maxwell,
Schrodinger. I mean, there's like tons of great stuff going on. If you go to for what you're talking about, though, is what the anomalies bulletin board thing.
Wherever you look, really. I mean, it is based around real science. It may be fringe science. It may be going into fields which are out of the normal. But that's where new science comes from anyway.
Right there. That's where new science comes from.
That's the point. Yeah, if you pick up your college textbook on physics, for example, and study that until you know it backwards, forwards, up, down, left, right, under the table, over the table, if you know it that well, what's next? I mean, if that's all you know is what's in that textbook, and you consider yourself a physicist, and you might even have a job as a physicist, if you never stretch the boundaries, then you're normal, and you're not...
You're considered normal.
Yeah, you'd be considered normal to never stretch the boundaries because you haven't gone beyond. And I don't know.
Well, the normal person doesn't have a very good grasp on science anyway.
Well, the normal person...
There's nothing out there.
Yeah, the normal person who comes out, watches football, you know, comes home from work, watches football, whatever, reality TV, doesn't ever think
about...
Quit
talking about reality TV!
I'm sorry. That person probably, you know, does whatever he or she needs to do to get by.
Yeah.
And to live, and they probably laugh and enjoy their children or their parents or their, you know, loved ones, and they have fun, and they buy, you know, Kodak digital cameras and spread their money around, and that's enough for them.
But that's fine. What's considered normal? How about the advice about this duct tape?
You know,
normal science, isn't it? Yeah, get yourself some duct tape, and that'll save you from a nuclear blast.
Red Green rules. Have you ever seen the Red Green show?
Oh, I love the Red Green show.
He fixes everything with duct tape.
Do you get that in the UK?
We didn't get that in the UK, but...
You don't get the Red Green show. You don't?
No. Obviously, we do have the product, but there's no...
We have the product.
Nuclear advice of that nature going around at the moment.
What he's referring to is out of Canada. Out of Canada, there's a comedian who does the Red Green show.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like his name or his name and someone else's name, but it's not his real name, but it's his, you know, name.
Here's an example, just to keep it short. I mean, the Red Green show, he fixes everything with duct tape. For example, one day he wanted to put a moonroof in his car, right? So what he did was cut a hole in the top of his car.
Uh-huh.
He took an aquarium, a fish aquarium, and duct taped it inside the hole. And there was his moonroof.
That was his moonroof. Yeah, that's what they do on the Red Green Show. It's a comedy show, but everything... Oh, no.
See, that was funny, Phil.
A good way to turn a car into a fish tank.
I think so, too. But there was a lot... There's a lot of stuff on the Red Green Show that is just absolutely ridiculously hilarious.
Yeah, anyway, sorry.
Anyway, but he does everything with duct tape. Evidently, the United States government now wants us to fix our terrorism... anti-terrorism by duct taping.
I'm going to mummify myself in duct tape. That way I won't get any anthrax.
Duct taping plastic around a room and living in that room only.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
The shocking news is that the anomalies community have rejected that advice.
I'm so happy to hear that because I did not rush out and buy duct tape. I have enough of it, thank you. And I did not buy plastic sheeting. I didn't need it. Do you know, they revised, I don't know, did you guys hear this? Well, you get to like CNN and stuff, right? They revised their list because everybody came out and said, what the heck are you talking about, duct tape and plastic sheeting? So they revised their list like 2 or 3 days later. Tom Ridge revised his list of things that you have to do to, you know, not be terrorized or something. But it still included duct tape and plastic sheeting, as well as 3 days worth of water and 3 days worth of food, as well as a couple other things. But that the revised list still included duct tape and plastic sheeting. I saw that on like CNBC or something.
the sinister part, of course, is that you have to wonder what the real reason for the advice is. I mean, they've gone on to that in other areas, but the old duck and cover where you go underneath something wooden, that advice was not for the benefit of the people doing it. That was if there was a nuclear blast, they would then have built their own incinerator.
Exactly.
So, I mean, now the anomalies community is aware of these things. The general public isn't. So which one is better educated with regards to real science?
Well, I would hope that, you know, folks who find anomalous science or pseudoscience or whatever you want to call this, I call it the paranormal. And by when I say paranormal, I mean pretty much everything that eventually, hopefully, a lot of it will become normal. But, you know, I'm talking UFOs. I'm not talking conspiracy as paranormal, but I guess it is.
It ties in.
Yeah, but I'm talking ghosts and EVP and psi and everything, you know, except conspiracy theory, I think is paranormal. And I think a lot of it's going to become science, you know, hard science, but eventually as we learn more.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that having a grasp on hard science is a good foundation.
Well, just like you said a few minutes ago,
studying the paranormal.
Exactly. That's what, like you just said a minute ago. You take the physics book, you learn it back and forth, up and down, sideways, whatever. You know that. You know it inside out. That is an excellent foundation to build on.
Yeah, and but evidently, if you think anything other than what's in that book, you are then schizotypal.
Yeah. That's where the problem comes
from. Or you're practicing pseudoscience.
No, I don't agree.
Well, then you'd probably have to label a few people like Einstein as same sort of label, wouldn't you, really?
I know.
My God, we talked about Edison on this show. What did Edison build? What was he working on? Let's just say, what was he working on?
Well, yeah, I know what he was working on toward the end. He was working on that ghost machine
yeah.
thing. However, what would have happened? Would we still be lighting our houses with, you know, if you had to think only what was here and what was real and what you could touch and what you could measure, if you had to think that way,
mm-hmm.
okay, would we be lighting our houses with these, you know, tungsten light bulbs, or would we still have, like, whale oil lamps on the wall, you know?
Orca.
No.
My brothers were considered pseudoscientists, weren't they? Because you can't possibly have powered flight. It's not possible.
But Mr. Edison, Edison was an inventor. We know that. He approached that from a scientific viewpoint, though. He tried to apply the hard science into what's not known. And that's what we do every week here.
Well, and I'm so glad that it turned out, for example, that the world was not flat. Because had everybody thought within the box, you know, Columbus probably wouldn't have landed in the Indies or wherever it was, I don't remember. And then you know, basically discovered America,
mm-hmm.
because he would have fallen off the edge of the world, you know, and the King and Queen of Spain would have lost all that money. But, you know, they paid for his voyage.
Yeah.
Okay. So in 1492, previous to that, if Columbus hadn't thought, you know, I wonder, you know, if I can sail around the globe, or I guess he wasn't thinking that, if I can sail around the disc that is the Earth,
mm-hmm.
You know, and reach India, I might be able to, like, get spices and stuff and sell them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he hadn't thought that, he, you know, maybe we wouldn't know that the world is actually, you know, a globe instead of a flat disc.
We're just talking about the foundation here, though, too. There's nothing, like, that ties right into the point. Embrace science. Embrace science. It's very important. I consider it very important because that's what I mean, that's what I use as a tool.
Right. And I needed
to work into the things
that
I know.
And we needed our scientific backgrounds in order to be able to correctly study the, you know, the currently non-scientific things that we're studying.
Phobos, are you still there?
I'm still here.
You're actually listening to us?
Oh, well, I can't talk to you most of the time, can I?
So, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if I agree or not. I just don't even know anymore.
I'm just turning to drugs, man. I've had enough of this.
These people have really, really ticked me off, I think.
Well, I mean, passion is a good thing. Possibly, I know it's television rather than radio, but the best television I've ever seen is where the people actually running the show are impassioned. Patrick Moore is always my best example. You may not have him in the States, but he's been running a show now for 40 years. And, okay, it might not be, it's an astronomy thing and not everyone's into astronomy. The subject's irrelevant. The point is he's got passion in his subject, and that's what you need to run any sort of show, be it television or radio. And, You know, I mean, people prefer to listen to people that are interested in what they're talking about, so it's good for the show.
Well, that's the thing. We don't have Patrick Moore. I've never heard of him, but
no.
Sounds like I'd like to hear. We do have a mini equivalent, though. We have, what's his name, Jack Erchheimer or something?
I think you got it right, Erchheimer.
And he does a thing on PBS. It's a little tiny segment. It's only like a few minutes long,
uh-huh.
And it's called Stargazer. And everybody teases him, you know, because he's professorish or something looking. And I don't know why, because he's extremely brilliant, and he's presenting, you know, the stars, they do some pretty fantastic stuff, and they show you, like, here's what to look for in the night sky, you know, coming up next week and things like that. So Stargazer is one of my... I watched some PBS. And
Patrick would just love... Scott would love Patrick from what you said last week. Patrick Moore has a tweed suit. He is a professor.
hey, I was kidding around, man.
All the time.
I was kidding around. I didn't mean that. I'm not trying to profile him.
And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, talk about brilliant.
He's eccentric, but he's enthusiastic in his subject, and that's what I'm saying. That, enthusiasm and interest. But delivering a subject, I mean, whatever the subject, and in this case, it's anomaly subjects, it's the enthusiasm, and it's backed up with science, and it's educating. And outside of that, you're finding that people that are just watching their I Love Lucy are not really learning quite so much.
You're not learning anything. Even though I Love Lucy, I mean, Ricky Ricardo was fun.
Well, I Love Lucy was hilarious. I mean, it was a great show. It's great for entertainment. But I think you need entertainment as well as...
I'm entertained by learning. That's why all I'll watch is the History Channel or Discovery, because it's entertaining, but at the same time, wow, do I get something out of that, too. I mean, TV is the easiest medium of media to swallow a lot of times. It really is. Because it's got it all. It's got the sound.
Yeah, sound.
It's got
beautiful moving pictures.
Yeah, it's got the visual. It's right there for you. It's the most exciting form of media to work with, if you ask me.
TV does lack one thing, actually, though. It's not interactive. Not yet, anyway.
Not yet, no. Well, isn't that... Now, I did hear about this. I read this in the paper on Friday, that they are having a new reality-based TV show coming out.
No.
With celebrities, and what you're going to be able to do is go onto their website, and what you'll do is you have to, like, name something stupid for them to do on national TV here in the States, at least.
Oh, that's not as interactive as even this is. I mean, Phobos is in the United Kingdom,
uh-huh.
and he's talking with us, and we're streaming out to... You know, dozens of listeners. I did hear our numbers. We're in the hundreds. We're a couple hundreds of live listeners. And
okay,
that,
cool.
And it's growing and growing every week. So that's what we like to do.
Mm.
But to live listeners and people will be listening to this call, you know, through the archives on Zero Point Radio, on Moist FM, and soon to be on Torn Radio. So, I mean... And they'll download from our site. So people will hear this, and this is interactive. And at any time, they can pick up their phone between 7 and 9 on Sundays and call us and be on the show. This is interactive.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Emailing a producer and saying, you know, I think they should, you know, stomp on one foot while holding a poisonous snake in the other in a hand. You know, that's just like, that's not very interactive, if you ask me.
Well, I was just saying that there is some interaction there. I mean, I'm not going to watch it. You know I'm not going to watch it. I'm going to be drinking water that night, or I'm going to be breathing air that night. I think I'm going to be busy, so I'm sorry. I won't
be able
to...
I'm washing the clump of my hair that's left, so...
Yeah, so, I mean, that's the point,
though. I think we've done the show.
Oh, we've done it?
This show is over.
Phobos, we're done, man.
Okay.
I can't believe this.
I have to say thank you so much, Phobos. I'll see you in the chat room.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, Phobos. Have a good day.
Bye there.
Bye-bye. Well, yeah.
That's it.
I'm fried.
I am too. I'm angry. I'm happy. I'm proud to be schizotypal.
I am too. I really am. I mean,
schizotypal and proud. We're here. We're schizotypal.
The new bumper sticker for Ghostly Talk.
Yeah, we need some like cool chant. But
where'd you get that from?
I don't know. I saw it on TV.
All right, we gotta get out of here, man. We gotta get out of here. Think, embrace science, embrace creativity. Put them both together
if you want.
Put them both together and live your life to the fullest.
Wow. Profound words.
I have my finger in the air.
Good
Why,
job.
I don't know.
True science will not deny the existence of things.
Oh, God.
It cannot be weighed and measured. It will rather lead us to believe
Goodbye.
That the wonders and subtleties of possible existence surpass all that our mental powers allow us clearly to perceive.
We must ignore no existence whatsoever. We may variously interpret or explain its meaning and origin, but if a phenomenon does exist, it demands some kind of explanation.
A quote from The Principles of Science, William Stanley Jevons, 1835.